This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
I'm going to do our first bit of news in 140 characters. Ready? Twitter prepares to release quarterly profit information today after markets close and in the midst of questions about leadership and growth. Success. Now, regarding interim CEO and co-founder Jack Dorsey, the once and future challenges of the company, let's talk to senior Slate tech writer Will Oremus. Hi, Will. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Ben.
As this latest quarterly report gets released, what are the other challenges that the company faces?
Well, there are always twin big challenges facing Twitter. One of them is to grow its advertising business, and the other one is to grow its user base or its reach. It's been pounded by investors over the years for not growing its user base as fast as some competitors. So they've been trying to shift their key metrics from the number of active users they have to sort of how broad their reach is, how wide an audience they can reach, even if it's people who aren't logging into Twitter every day.
Jack Dorsey seems to be making people happy, but can he stay at the company, especially with a Square IPO on the horizon?
That's going to be tough. Dorsey is obviously a popular figure within Twitter. He has returned to the CEO position in an interim role, but whether he can stay, I think it's unlikely. You know, the Twitter board really wants someone who can put their whole life into this role, and Dorsey taking Square public at the same time is just going to have a tough time giving Twitter his full attention.
What can a new CEO actually do for a company like Twitter at this stage in the game? I mean, can the right person really change the company's fortunes and make the board happy?
I think this is a rare case where a new CEO might actually have a chance to make a difference, because Twitter is a company in such a state of transition and flux. Nobody knows exactly how it's going to emerge from this sort of, I don't want to call it a midlife crisis. It's like, but in startup years, Twitter is kind of having a midlife crisis. I mean, it went through the big early boom years. It started to mature and make money, but now it has to really grow into something much bigger if it's going to satisfy investors. So it's a turning point for the company, and maybe the new person really could have a chance to shape how that turns out.
Slate's Will Oremus. Will, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
By the way, it sounds like Twitter is starting to allow users to claim copyright infringement when someone steals and then reposts the original poster's jokes without permission or attribution. So, you know, if you're going to be funny, be original too.